Texte numéro 101. Systemic abuse in Women's Soccer League. A year-long investigation led by Ms. Yates has now found that half of the 10-team soccer league's coaches had been linked to allegations of abuse, while some of the world's top players recounted their own stories of mistreatment, sexual misconduct, verbal abuse, and emotional abuse by coaches. For example, one coach called in a player to review game film and showed her pornography instead. Another was notorious for quizzing players about their sex lives. A third coach coerced multiple players into sexual relationships. Those details and others fill the investigative report into abuse in women's soccer. Our investigation has revealed a league in which verbal and emotional abuse and sexual misconduct have become systemic, Ms. Yates, the lead investigator, wrote. The report also issued warnings that young girls face abuse in youth soccer as well, and it made a lengthy list of recommendations that it said should be adopted by US soccer, including making a public list of individuals suspended or barred by US soccer, requiring investigations into accusations of abuse, making clear policies and rules around acceptable behaviour and conduct, and hiring player safety officers, among other requirements. The report also raises the question of whether some team owners should be disciplined or forced to sell their teams, as it recommended the league determine whether disciplinary action is appropriate for any of these owners or team executives. Even with so much of the worst abuse publicly known, the report is stunning in how meticulously it details how many powerful soccer officials were told about abuse and how little they did to investigate or stop it. Ms. Yates concluded that teams, the league and the federation not only repeatedly failed to respond appropriately when confronted with player reports and evidence of abuse, they also failed to institute basic measures to prevent and address it. She added that abusive coaches moved from team to team, laundered by press releases thanking them for their service, while those with knowledge of their misconduct stayed silent. The report said the sport does little to train athletes and coaches about harassment, and that women players are conditioned to accept and respond to abusive coaching behaviours as youth players. While the report details complaints made about several coaches, it focuses its narrative on Paul Riley. Sexual misconduct allegations were brought against Riley each year from 2015 to 2021. He became the third National Women's Soccer League coach fired for misconduct since August 2022. Rectifying the problems identified in the report will be difficult. Soccer in the United States is run by a number of organizations, federations, professional leagues, youth clubs, and state. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2022.